Torah that I like to bridge Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Osa Bracha. It's an old established custom, you could say, that people like to find connections. Sometimes the connections are in the exact words or letters at the end of the Torah, Le'eni Kol Yisrael Bereishis, and other times it's more thematic connections. So I was learning the Ramban in Parshas Osa Bracha, and I thought of an interesting parallel in a pasuk in Bereishis. It's not a medrash. I was hoping to find the idea in a medrash. I didn't find it yet, but it could be a medrash, if you will. The following. I mean, you know, the Klal Gadol, as we know in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Shibisi Hashem Negi Tamid. We have the basis of Yadus is to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Melocha Aretz Kvodo, we're always in His presence, and we know in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch how it's described. A person who lives with that type of awareness is really another madriga. That's a piece, keeps a person on the right path. And of course, Sukkis very much expresses that idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu protecting us, and ani kavod hashgacha. So we have a pasuk at the end of Osa Bracha, and that is in the beginning when Moshe Rabbeinu starts off the general praise before he speaks to the Shvatim individually, talks about Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, Fiyam Haparan, Samibas Kodesh. Then it says, Af Chovev Amim. Heart Pasuk. Af Chovev Amim. Ko Kedosha Biyadecha. Vehem Tuku Ragecha Yisam Midab Vesecha. The word Chovev, what does it mean? So the Pshat that Rav initially quotes is Nilashin cherish, like to love. Like we say Chaviv, Chaviv, Chaviv. It's a Lashin in the Mishnah, really. Chaviv in Yisrael. Pirshu Bo. This is Rashi, this is Ibn Ezra, Chiba Yisera, Chiba Besashvatim, Pir Shabu Shemoshna Ramis, Usahon Kadamai Chavivin, Af Chovev Yis Yisrael. So that's the Pshat that Ramban originally quotes from other Mefarshim. Then the Ramban has a different Pshat, Vanira Eli, that the meaning of the word Chovev here does not mean love, cherish. Rather, he quotes a few Psukim in Nach, Ki chovi migzeras litmon bechovi avoni. Iyov lamed aleph. Me'inyan cheder becheder hei chovei. V'sham chevyon uzo. Meaning hide, conceal. Yomar, gam ata biyadcha. You, Hashem, you in your hands, machbi umastir amim. Amim is Kar Yisrael. Ko kedosha Yisrael haniskar. Kar Yisrael referred to as amim here. Yirmos, ki kola edokom kedosha, v'Hashem yastirein biyado. Hashem is affording protection for Klal Yisrael. Kitam, and he brings another number of psukim that talk about the idea that you are my shelter. V'asim dvarai beficha, v'tzel yadi kisi sicha. Ki'inyin sisri umagini ata. V'yisyuatsu out sifunecha. The people who are sheltered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chovev amim. What does this refer to? V'zer remez lemasha omar. Asher ayin ba'ayin nira ata Hashem ba'anoncha omer aleim. The anani kavod, the sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us this, you could say this hug, being totally protected by Him. V'chein omer b'shira, yisovevenhu, yivonenehu, yitzvenu, kishonenu, a total protection. So chovev is milashin lachbi, to protect. There's a piyut that we say in the Ilah on Yom Kippur. When we have the various kelmelechs, and this is the paragraph begins, Yachbi Einu Tzel Yodo, Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. We said it not too long ago. Chon Yachon Ki Yivchon Reva Kova Achina. This is, if you realize it, the Machaber was Yitzchak. Yachbi Einu is a Yud, Tzel Yodo is a Tzadi. This Machzer actually gives me the Rashi tables here. Chon is the Ches, Chon Yachon, and Kuma, Kumana Ukenu. But Yachbi Einu Tzel Yado. The mouth that I have brings he's mitzayin a pasuk. Where does it come from? Yachbi Einu Al Shem Akasav Yishai Memtes B'Tzel Yado Hechbi Ani. Memtes Pasuk Beis. V'yosem Pi Kecherev Chada Yishai Wanabi saying Hashem protects me. B'Tzel Yadi Hechbi Ani, that I'm shielded from those who want to attack me, from my nevuos, or Klal Yisrael, as the case may be. So he says, Yachbi Enu Tzel Yado. That's the Ramban in Chovev Amim, the Lashon to protect. Now, we find in Parshas Bereishis something fascinating. After the Chet of Adam Harisha, right after she eats and he eats from Eitz Hadas, the first reaction, Vayedu Ki Eru Minhem, then they cover themselves up, and they hear, Vayishmu Yizkor Hashem Elokim Yizharech Bagan L'Ruach Hayom. They hear Hashem traversing in the gan. Let's take it for now to Mishalech that way. Vayishchabe ha'adam v'ishto. The first time you find in the Torah the lashon of hechavei, of the shorish, of to hide. They're hiding. But this is a hiding because they're embarrassed. They can't feel like they can stand in front of Hashem. Vayishchabe ha'adam v'ishto v'nishem elkim. And then Hashem reaches out to Adam, Ayeka, and he says, "Es kocha shemati bagan va'ira ke'er manochi va'eichavei." So again, I say, I didn't find the Medrash, but like, see how chet can create the exact opposite of what the ultimate ideal is. The ideal is yachbeinu tzal yado. The ideal is chovei v'amin, that we are taking shelter, hiding, so to speak, in tzel k'naf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here you have the contrast. The chet of Eitz Hadas brought about the opposite, a hiding because you're running away from Hashem, trying to hide. There's no way to hide. But that's the problem, that's the point. But he's trying to hide because he's trying to take shelter in something else. Because when you're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, you don't feel Hashem's shade. But Hashem is right there to take us in. It's a little bit like we find later with Kayin. Kayin also, after his chet, he acknowledges to Hashem, and you can read this rhetorically, you read it not rhetorically, but the words that Kayin uses are, Hengevashta osi hayom. Cain also felt disillusioned and you could say disenfranchised from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Hengirashta osi hayom al pnei adama, mipanecha esaser. And from your presence I am hidden. I'm hidden. Some take it to mean Mamish felt distant. That's what Ramban says, I can't offer you a carbon, I can't feel I'm connected to you. Or it's a rhetorical point, can I hide from you? But meanwhile, even the idea of trying to feel like you're hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the irony, the zel umazeh, that when we have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we yearn for, that's the chovev amim, that's the feeling of being concealed, being covered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person is distant, is they're running away, there's no way to run. But anyway, you feel like you run away. The Ramban has two pshatim in the meaning of mishalech bagon. Hashem is, kol Hashem mishalech bagon. So one pshat, he says, is that there was a gilui shechina. There was a gilui shechina. And again, Adam HaRishon was trying to run away because he couldn't feel the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after having sinned. The other pshat that he brings from the Medrash, the opposite, that it was Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekapetz Ba'ole, Milashin Vayilach Hashem, that it was Histalkus Shechina. Two pshat in the Ramban, but Mishalech Bagon means, was it the Gilui Shechina? He says the Medrash takes it. Shehu pasar, the Medrash takes it Nistalkas Shechina. That used to be in Gan Eden, Nistalka Bechetel Shel Adam. Kenyan Eilach Vashuva Makomi, Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu was removing himself. Va'anu Mefarshim Gilui Shechina. But either way, whether it was a Gilui Shechina, but he couldn't relate to the Gilui Shechina. He couldn't run to Hashem, he had to run away. Or it was Nistalkas Shechina, and that's why he couldn't feel the connection. What we're looking for, what we're striving for, and what we should hopefully be able to take out of the Yontif, to now, to the days ahead, is the continuity, the feeling that we had, the gilui shechina that we were zochet to, the special moments, the high moments of ne'ilah and the yontif of sukkis, and the feeling of being those who were zochet to be in the sukkah, to feel that sukkah's teishvu shavas yamim, to feel a sense of being literally tachas kanfi shechina, that even if we're not mamish in the sukkah, but shemini atzeres is really taking it and continuing it. Akfula yom echad. Right, so what is it? So another day will be harder next day. So what do you gain? The answer is what you realize after the extra days, you never lost it. You realize that it's there with you, even if you're not in the Sukkah Mamish, but you take it with you. Our avoda now is to be able to, all that, the chizik that we gained over these days of Elul, and Rosh Hashanah, Seres Yimitshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, that we have it with us. And now it just gets translated into a different application within the day by day, the learning every day and the davening every day should be informed and inspired by that feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we slip, we should come right back. We shouldn't feel like Adam HaRishon, we're running away from it. It's impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us back. Even if we slip, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there waiting to take us back. We should feel the sense of Shivir Hashem when Negdi Tamid.